Kenya's Rift Valley has played a fundamental role in the evolution of humanity. For centuries, nomadic herders have relied on the vast expanses of grass in order to survive. But recently, all that grass has died. As part of our look at how climate change is impacting people around the world, NPR's Ada Peralta reports now on a changing way of life.
Out here, the landscape looks like Mars. Red clay, rocks, and in the distance, a mountain so bare, it looks like a giant boulder. Still, nomadic herders walk an hour or two to bring their animals to this dam, where the water mixes with mud and turns into a dark brown color. Stephen Long Urienrang is 80. She used to have 8 cows, but 6 of them died because they didn't have enough to eat.
Okay, she's saying that when she was married at 20s, the whole place used to be green with a lot of pasture. There was nothing being experienced like drought.
James Tukay, who is standing just a few feet from her, is only 45, but he has seen drought after drought.
He's saying that he cannot even explain what is going on. He cannot even understand why the climate is changing.
He points to the mountaintops in the distance. He points to the dark clouds slung on top of them. He can see the rain, and he can feel it, he says, but it never falls here.
That, I have to say, that has to be heartbreaking.
It's so heartbreaking, but they have no option. They have nothing to do, but they just survive.
Pastoralists have been roaming these parts of Kenya for centuries, and all these years, not much has changed. All the progress of the cities in Kenya has mostly skipped people here. Only about 3% have electricity, and more than half of the population is not formally educated. That means that for a lot of people here, herding is the only way they know how to survive. Caroline Munguera is a scientist at the Center for Tropical Agriculture in Nairobi. She has found that in this region, temperatures have risen, rainfall has decreased, and there is now a drought once every 3 years. Munguera says this is analysis that covers decades of data.
So we see that this is a trend that's not a one single event. It's just not about the weather. It's really a climate change event.
Munguera says one of the reasons that the effects of climate change are so visible around here is because this was a tough environment to begin with.
So if you compound the effect of climate change on that, then you have higher impacts and people can feel that more strongly than in other regions.
Not only that, says William Okira, the county's minister for agriculture and livestock, but people have made climate change worse. He says there has been a lot of overgrazing, and as animals started to die, herders cut down trees to make and sell charcoal. That meant erosion, and it allowed for the growth of thorny bushes. It meant the place went from a typical African savanna to an arid brushland.
So we are now trying to see how do we change this environment to be able to sustain this livestock.
The bottom line, he says, is that traditional nomadic grazing, what people here have been doing for centuries, will not work anymore. So herders have to adapt.
We are now telling them to go into camel keeping. And instead of now waiting for the natural grass to grow, we do some clearing of the bush and do tilling and then plant pasture.
Back in the field, the herding continues. Rael Corcapel has had to walk her animals to a well so they can drink. But as this drought has extended into yet another rainy season, she says even her goats are going hungry. This is a harsh life, but at 65, she says she has never seen anything like this. She always thought her children and her grandchildren would grow up herding, but she's now ready to give up. If she has to fence in her cows, she'll do it. If she has to turn to farming, she'll do it. To her, it's a matter of survival. Across the way, my interpreter and I meet Jane Latulia.
She's
saying that they're not the meteorological department or God, but they are very sure this place will completely be dry simply because the times have changed.
Lotulia's cows have died too, and now she's just herding goats. Most of the people here are surviving off of government food aid. Her friend Pauline Corcapel, however, says she can't imagine any kind of exotic grass will take here, and she can't really imagine selling produce at a market.
Many of us, we don't focus so much in business. We are only cattle keepers, and we were born to be cattle keepers, so we cannot change.
As we talk, I hear a bit of commotion behind us. Everyone starts walking up a hill, so I follow.
So right now we're walking on a dusty path. They've told us that there's some cows just along the way that have died because of hunger.
When we get there, we find one carcass inside a half-destroyed hut. Jane says the cow was so hungry it ate the roof of the hut. This happens a lot. The cows destroy huts in the middle of the night, and the dry grass makes them sick. This is a tragedy in a place like this, she says, because that cow is food. It means survival. Her friend Pauline stares at the dead cow. She says if they keep doing what they are doing, they might end up just like her. Ada Peralta, NPR News, West Pokot County, Kenya.